I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
Hey, guys. It's Kat.
And on this episode, we have a very special guest. We actually met her at Haunt Atlanta, the ghosty spooky con we did a couple months ago. Yeah. Sam was kind enough to sit down with us, and we actually did an interview there, but it was so loud at Haunt Atlanta, the audio just didn't quite work out. So we're really excited to have Sam on proper on the podcast. Sam, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
And Sam, just to let our audience know, how long have you been listening to Real Hauntings, would you say?
I don't know. I've been listening for quite a while. I don't really remember, but I've been listening for quite a while, definitely.
Awesome. And would you say you're a pretty big fan of the podcast?
Yeah. I mean, y'all were my top Spotify playlist or podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Speaking of Spotify, I'm not sure if you guys saw, but somehow Real Hauntings was ranked in the top 5% of followed podcasts and top 5% of shared podcasts in the world.
Like of all podcasts? Like
of all podcasts. Yeah.
I saw that.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
It also said we've been listened in, like, I think 54 countries or something like that, which is also kind of nutty. All right. I'm going to steer this ship back to Ghost Town. So Sam, you obviously know one thing we love to find out is where our guests fall on the Believometer. Zero meaning ghosts are not real. They're all made up. And 10, ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale?
Like a solid 8, I would say.
That's all I ever wanted to be in high school, but I think I got to about a 6, maybe.
A 6 in what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the new tactic, is when someone makes a dumb joke, you just go, wait, can you explain that?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I had a friend in high school. I would, like, a lot of times not be in the loop in something. And then he would say something. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he'd be like, oh yeah, Noah, tell us about that. And I'd just be like, I don't know.
I feel like that's how teachers would respond to me when I, like, zoned out, and they'd be like, okay, Catherine, can you say what I just said? And I'd be like, No. Absolutely not.
Well, I feel like 8 is a good score. I think that, you know, leaves some room for maybe there's some stories that aren't real, you know, maybe not everything in the supernatural realm is true. What does that 8 kind of mean to you, Sam?
I've definitely had quite a few paranormal experiences, but I've definitely seen a lot of things that can be debunked, and there's definitely room for, like, questioning if something could actually happen or be real. There's definitely a space in between where I don't know if it's real, but it definitely could be.
Sure. I think that's fair.
I actually, something happened last night, which is really funny.
Tell
last
us.
Last night?
Yeah. So my grandma on my dad's side passed away when I was really little. And so she has been like living in our house for a while. Like I've felt her, but I haven't seen her until a couple of years ago. And then I've just kept seeing her. And then last night I was up late. I just couldn't sleep and I've been sick. So I just wasn't able to sleep. And I was laying down and I was facing the wall and then I rolled over and my door to go out of my room is like right here, just like right next to me. And I look over and I see her and I'm like, no, I'm just extremely tired because it's like 4 a.m. So I close my eyes and I'm like, okay, but what if she's trying to tell me something? Because I've had that happen where she's tried to like tell me something. And it, for me, it's just sheer curiosity because I'm not necessarily scared of the paranormal. It's never been something that I've been scared of. So that's normally why I would reopen my eyes. It just, I'm not necessarily scared of it. It doesn't,
right?
I'd never really feel any danger towards the paranormal.
Yeah, right. And I think that's what we call being brave. I'm not super familiar with that, but that's what it sounds like to me.
So, Sam, I do want to hear more about what happened last night. So you saw your grandmother, and then did you feel like she was there to like give you a message or what kind of came of that?
I've definitely been struggling with my mental health a lot recently. And so I reopened my eyes. Sorry, I'm trying not to cry.
Yeah, no, you're good.
So I reopened my eyes and she didn't necessarily like say anything to me, but she like smiled at me, almost trying to like comfort me. And so that was really sweet. And I cried and then slept and then it was okay. Aww.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Sam. That's really brave to also share about that and be you know.
Anytime I have a dream or something where my grandma is in it, either one of mine who have both passed away, I always remember it and it makes me just feel really warm. And like, if there are spirits and they're visiting, like, how could that be anything but good and supportive and loving, even if it was just for a smile, pat on the back? Like, I take it as a sign any day.
Noah, you're on mute. Hit the button that looks like a microphone at the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. You see the microphone button? It's next to the camera button.
This is why people legitimately think I'm like 70 who haven't ever been on the Instagram because of comments like this. I'm not that old.
I was going to say, when you described this as like grayish.
Oh, we just lost your mic.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's back. Grandma.
Now the joke's not going to be as great, but I thought about saying that the grayish ghosts from Vegas kind of look like your beard, your little grandpa.
You son of a bitch.
Language.
Oh my gosh.
Noah.
That's PG-13. That's okay. Okay. So, Sam, thank you. As Kat and JJ said, thank you for sharing that. And I remember when we talked to you in Atlanta, you had some stories about when I think it was you and your mom went on some ghost, I guess you would call them ghost hunts. Is that how you would describe them?
Like investigations or whatever. I've been to a couple of different places and investigated, and I've had a lot of paranormal activity at those places.
Yeah, we would love to hear about those again.
The most recent one is Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee. It's a really cool place, definitely. I've been there like 3 times at this point. There's a spirit there of a child, a young boy, and he passed away because he thought he was playing with worms, but they were actually baby rattlesnakes.
Ooh,
which it was really sad when I first heard about it.
What about the second time you heard about it? Was it? Sorry.
I mean, it was definitely sad, but yeah. It didn't shock me as much.
Yeah.
when I go to different places, spirits tend to like attract towards me. I don't know why, but they tend to do that. And it's really weird. The spirit followed me around like the whole night, and I felt his presence the entire night. And it was really weird because I had talked to other people when we were leaving and they never saw him once because he was always hanging around with me. And it was really weird. But he was definitely very friendly.
And how did you identify that there was a spirit kind of with you on that trip?
I mean, I definitely kind of felt a presence. I didn't necessarily know who it was until I actually started investigating and figured out that it was him. And I also, at one point, I was standing. I was just waiting on my mom to pack up some things or whatever. And I was standing there. And you know how like a kid will come up next to you and like hold on to your leg like this? He kind of did that, or like I felt that on my leg, but there was nothing near me. And so that's kind of when I figured that it was him, because there's not, I mean, there's definitely other child spirits there, but that's the most prominent one that shows up all the time.
So you felt the physicality of the apparition. You didn't necessarily see it, but you felt somebody wrap around your leg. Wow.
It was odd. It was definitely odd.
Yikes. Yeah, that would freak me out.
Now, do you worry that something like that will follow you out of like a facility when you're investigating?
Not really.
Not really in the sense that if it did, you're okay with it, or not really, you just doesn't really concern you very much?
Kind of both. I mean, okay. If it does, I don't really care because my house is already haunted. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily bother me, but I also don't really worry about it because the places that I go are very visited and there's never really instances of spirits following people.
Now, I may be misremembering, but didn't you guys investigate somewhere where you saw some visible apparitions?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So that's Waverly Hills Sanatorium Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. I remember this story.
That one was definitely.
So, yeah, let's jump into that one.
So this was the first time I went there. We were doing an investigation and the whole group was standing away from one person. Like one person would go farther down the hallway. Like you could still see them, but you were a good physical distance away. And you would face towards the group. And there was a guide who had been working there for however many years and helping out and things like that. And they asked me if I gave permission to be like touched. And so I said yes. And so there's two parts to this story. One where I got touched, and then the second part when someone else was down the hallway. So I'm standing there and I'm looking towards them, and it's really dark, so I can't see much, but I can see like the outlines of where people are. And all of a sudden I feel not necessarily a negative presence, but a really like tall and looming presence almost. And then all of a sudden I feel something grab my shoulders, not like aggressively grab, but just like place their hands on my shoulders. And in that moment, the people down the hallway saw something. I didn't know what they saw, but they said they saw something.
They saw it behind you?
Yeah, behind me. So that happened, and then I went back down the hallway and someone else went down the hallway. So I'm looking and the person asked the same questions, like, are you okay with being touched by the spirits and things like that? And they said yes. So I'm looking and I see an extremely tall figure come up behind the person who is standing down the hallway and grab onto their shoulders the exact same way that it happened to me. And that was, it was really weird.
You then like saw what the other people saw happen to you the first go around. Oh man, that must have been super strange.
Oh like, yeah, it was.
Did they have an explanation for who or what that was?
No, there was explanation. They didn't know who it was. And that whole night I was there, I saw shadow figures darting across the hallways. Just a bunch of stuff happened. Mm.
We talk about shadow figures a decent amount, but for the newly initiated listener, can you kind of describe what that's like to see a shadow figure?
A shadow figure, it's basically kind of like the silhouette of a person. Sometimes it may have more prominent features, but not always. I don't know. I'm not good at explaining things, but
no, I think that's perfect. And did you, because sometimes people say they feel a sense of danger, or even though it's kind of an overused word, like evil, when they see shadow people or shadow creatures. Did you get any of those sensations?
Only once. So there's this thing called the creature at Waverly that crawls on all fours, like on the ceiling and on the walls and things like that.
What?
And it's like not human. And I saw that.
What did it look like?
It looked almost, I don't know like how to JJ? Describe it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that mean.
Wow, Noah. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what does that mean, Noah?
Sorry, guys. Let's have an audio issues. What did you say?
No, it's the button that looks like the microphone. Is it like running on the ceiling? You said that, right? It's, that wasn't just in my like, head.
Okay. It's like crawling on all fours, but on the ceiling.
Ugh. And like not like a dog, but like it looks, it's not human, but it looks like a person like that it can walk on four.
Yeah, it looks like it's like uncanny because it looks like a human, but not. It looks like almost human.
It's human-ish.
Yeah. It's like, you know how you see those things that are like, it looks human, but not. It looks really weird to be a human, but it looks, yeah. It was like that, but I couldn't make out a lot of facial features or anything.
So you saw this thing, and what did it do? Did it just like crawl across the ceiling really fast, or did it like stop and look at you or like
so at Waverly the halls are not straight because it was a tuberculosis hospital, so they made it very airy so the patients could breathe better and for some reason that makes the airflow better, so you could see pretty far down the hallway, but at one point it kind of just like stops because you can't see that far. We had time to like split up from everyone, and I was by myself. Everyone else was that way down the hallway, and I walked this way. So the furthest down the hallway, I'm just looking. My eyes had fully adjusted to the dark, and I see something.
I'm going to pause real quick because you are on a ghost hunt in a tuberculosis sanatorium. Everyone goes down one direction, and you're like, peace out, guys, and go down the other direction by yourself.
Yeah.
Have you not seen any horror movies? Do you know what happens when people do that?
Sam. Oh, yeah. I love horror movies.
Sam. You guys are the group, Sam.
We covered this. Sam is brave. We can't relate to this.
You got to share your Google location with someone.
So I'm looking, and my eyes had fully adjusted to the dark and everything. And so I'm looking, and I see something dart from one side of the hallway to the other, and I didn't know what it was. And then it darts back. And then I'm like, okay, that's not just a coincidence. So I look back. I looked away for a second because I'm like, what is going on? And so I look back and I see something on the ceiling, and it starts crawling towards me.
Ooh, is it like going fast, or is it kind of like slowly making its way to you?
It was moving slowly, but it was making direct eye contact with me.
Ooh, Oh my gosh.
That was my cue to leave.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Must have been an extrovert. When I was really introverted, I was always told you need to make more eye contact with people.
What is inverted on the ceiling?
But yeah,
I like how Kat just stares like, no, I'm not bailing you out of this joke. You can just sit in the awkwardness.
And it has like glowing red eyes. So it was just staring at me and slowly crawling towards me. So that was my cue to go with everyone else.
And that's probably the title of this episode. wow. That's, so, that, go ahead, JJ.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to ask real quick. You said it's called The Creature. So like, is this something that like other people, is this like a well-known entity at this sanatorium?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people have seen it in different forms almost, I guess, but like the most common way people see it is crawling on the ceiling and on the walls.
Also, just shout out to Creature from Harry Potter. That's my favorite character. I just want to say that out loud.
Creature doesn't know where the locket is. Creature doesn't know where the locket is.
That sounded more like Smeagol.
They're similar.
Creature doesn't know where the locket is.
I mean, most Harry Potter characters are just knockoffs of Lord of the Rings.
Hey,
no, that's not.
I had never seen the movies. I had never seen the movies until the pandemic. And basically, I would read a book, watch a movie, read a book, watch a movie. And I was so sad when I got to...
Is this a spoiler?
No. The end, where in the book, there's fighting, and Creature is part of the fighting, and he has two like chef's blades, and there was not in the movie. I was so sad. Creature never got his moment in the movie, and I was like, bull crap. But anyway, Creature OG. So Sam, you see your creature, and did people believe you when you told them what happened?
The tour guide definitely did. I don't know about everyone else in the group. My mom believed me.
Yeah, that's a pretty hardcore haunting. You also mentioned that your home is haunted. Now, I know we heard the one story about your grandmother. Have there been other stories that you could share with us?
Yeah, they're all about my grandmother because she likes to make her appearances. I don't think my parents have ever seen her. I think I'm the only one that has ever seen her.
Do you feel like she's attached to you or the home?
I feel like she's attached more to me than the home because I feel like they would have seen her at this point.
Wow. And so I know we heard the one story. Are there other stories where you've seen her visibly, or is it more just like you kind of feel her around the home?
I definitely feel her constantly, but there have also been a few times where I've seen her. The first time that I saw her, I was home alone. This was a couple years ago. I was home alone. And so you can see the whole hallway of our house from a chair in our living room. And all of the doors in the hallway were shut. And I was just in the living room watching TV or something. And I see something down the hallway. So the room that I'm in now used to be a guest bedroom where before she passed, she would stay in a lot, like whenever she would come to visit. So I was looking down the hallway because I thought I saw something. I saw her coming through, like through the door, because the door was closed. I see her. She stops at the end of the hallway, looks at me, smiles, and walks to the bathroom that's like not connected, but shares a wall with this room. And then I didn't see her for a while after that. But that was the first time I saw her.
So you clearly have whatever that thing is that some people seem to have that we have been lucky. I just said have like 30 times that we've been lucky enough to talk to people who can see apparitions, whether it be family members or, you know, like apparitions you saw out investigating. And, you know, you're fairly young. Like, as you move on in life, is this something that you hope continues, or do you want to kind of phase this out as part of your life?
I definitely want it to continue. I feel like it's a unique part of me that I don't want to go away because it gives me a connection to the world around me, which is something that for a lot of things I don't feel. I don't feel connected to a lot of things, so this connects me a lot more.
Sure. And so you've listened to our podcast. You've heard people, as we mentioned before, Catherine, who's been on a lot of episodes. Would you like to kind of get to a point where she is, where she can kind of talk to people, or where you could like talk to people and kind of help them with maybe things they've experienced, or like how 10 years down the road, how do you see yourself at this company? Like where do you see this going for you?
Noah.
I'm not sure. I mean, I would hope for it to almost get stronger to where I could communicate with spirits almost. I don't know if I would actually be able to use that to help other people, but I think it would definitely be a cool experience to be able to communicate better with spirits.
And for muggles like us, especially JJ, how can we maybe experience some things to help ground us a little more in the supernatural world?
I don't know, to be quite honest. I mean, this has always been a part of my life. I've never not really known what it's like to not see spirits, because I've always seen spirits. Like even through elementary school, I've seen spirits because my elementary school, believe it or not, is haunted. So I've been seeing spirits since I was really little. And so I don't really remember a time when I didn't see spirits. So I don't know.
So it's just part of who you are at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you've shared a lot of stories with us, but I am curious. So you said that, you know, they kind of date way back. Are there any really memorable experiences from like that school or your early on times with the supernatural?
At my elementary school, we were having a fall festival, I think. And there's different activities throughout the school and there's different stuff outside and things like that. But there's one hallway that they never use. I don't know why, but they never use it. And so a group of me and a few of my friends went down to that hallway to just hang out because we had done everything there, but we didn't want to leave yet. So me and a couple other of my friends went and just were going to hang out there because we knew not a lot of stuff was going on over there. So we go there and we sit down and we're talking and hanging out. And then all of my friends have to go. And I'm there by myself. And so I'm sitting there. I'm there for like 5 minutes alone. Everything's fine. And I see something down the end at the end of the hallway. Sorry. I still don't know what it was, but I saw a figure at the end of the hallway that was not alive, because I saw it, I blinked, and it was gone.
Like a zombie? No, like a...
Yeah, it was a zombie cat.
What?
What do you mean by that?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't meant to be a joke. It was like, it wasn't alive. Like, but was it human?
Well, that's how I felt like with the Vegas ghosts. Like, as soon as I saw them, I was like, this is like, it just isn't alive. Like,
you can just tell.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because they were not in like full color or... But like in my soul, I just knew that this wasn't a something that was alive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely alive at one point, but it was not alive then, if you get what I'm saying. Because like it wasn't fully colored, like Noah was saying with his experience. Mm-hmm. It wasn't fully colored, but it wasn't in full black and white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same thing. Wow, that's really interesting. Same thing I experienced. So even from an early age, were you scared then, or did you kind of just accept it and move on?
I don't really remember being scared. I think I was just like, okay, that just happened. And then I moved on. And I don't think I've ever told anyone that story. Now that I think about it, I don't think I've told anyone. No. I don't know why, but...
Well, you have unlocked the badge for bravest Real Hauntings listener. So
yes.
Congratulations for that. Well, Sam, before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to share with our audience?
Just go with your gut. That's all I can really say. Go with your gut and just whatever you saw, just believe that you actually did see it, because you could actually realize that it turned out to be something really cool.
I like yes. that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's nice.
Aw, Sam, I'm so glad you came on and talked to us. It was really fun meeting you at the Haunt Atlanta, too.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was really fun.
Believe it or not, that made our day. Well, with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
And I'm Noah Daniels.
And I'm Noah Daniels.
And I'm Sam.
Ooh. I feel like Sam was right on the cusp of being like, and yeah. I'm Noah Daniels.
So close.
I almost couldn't get through it. I was laughing.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.